Hello, you're listening to this week's Class Recording Podcast with Ian and Jem. Yeah, this week we talk about fact that we seem to be getting really busy now, so summer seasons are starting up. One, two things that you should be doing if you're coming into town. Life beyond the internet, gaming, that's our subject this week. What we got up to last week and what is coming up this week. Right, we're going to kick the show off with a bit of two-man ting, and this is Jump on Trombone.
Thank you. with me. Shake body, beat batter, jump and turnable. Jaye with me. Shake body, beat batter, jump and turnable. Jaye with me. Shake body, beat batter, jump and turnable. Jaye with me. Shake body, beat batter, jump and turnable.
Welcome to this week's class recording with Ian and Jem. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, hello, everybody. Lovely to have you with us this week. All good, thank you very much. How are you?
Oh, yeah, very good, very good. Oh, it's enjoying all this Easter break and whatnot. I mean, we're actually, most people are probably a day behind recording stuff after the Easter break, and we're well up with it, actually. So,
we're on top of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not underneath it, we're on top of it all.
We're on top of it.
And we're looking down at creation. That's your first music theme of today. So knock up a few bits of chest of drawers or a bed and you'll know who did that song.
Oh, yeah, but it's all good. You've been up to much yourself?
Yeah, it's sort of a funny weekend mixture of life at its kind of most strangest. Sorry, everybody. Spoiler alert. It's going to start off a bit doom and gloom, but it's all we'll get there in the end. We went to a funeral last week, actually, just gone just the day before Good Friday, down towards Eastbourne. And but the nice thing about that is that you then share the story of a life and it brings everyone together you haven't seen for a long period of time. So it's quite poignant. So we did that. I was on mainly childcare duty, actually, for the grandson, while everyone could then sort of, you know, pay their due respects. By coincidence, my son was around. It was in Eastbourne, and so we caught up with him. And then to top it all, sorry, folks, more doom and gloom. I went to see my mum and dad's grave that I've not seen in 30 years, trying to find it. And then I thought, oh, it still looks lovely. It's been beneath a tree, very, very peaceful, and thinking, that's a good place to rest. So very, very, very poignant. And then on Sunday, over Easter Sunday, first Easter egg hunt with a little one, who was interested in the sort of garden and grass than the chocolate egg. So I thought I'd be well in there. And the father of the aforementioned young person decided to have his version of Easter egg hunt and put all the eggs, or a lot of them, high up, high above head height, including my own head height. So thinking that maybe my grandson, wouldn't find them. So we got more chocolate. So that was good fun. So I haven't done an Easter egg hunt outside of a library for a very, very long time. Good fun, thank you. Never made it to the gig because by the time Sunday after our meal came, we were going to come and join you, weren't we, for Cosmic Ninja. We had drunk too much, so we weren't safe.
Okay.
I'm not safe when I'm sober, though, am I?
No, I know. Well, we made it to the gig.
I know you did. Thanks for the times. Yeah, was it good?
Really good. Yeah, we had a great time. Yeah, just went down Burnham, spent the day down there, popped in and out of the gig. It's a nice little venue, actually. It's in like a working men's club, but nice stage, really good sound. Phil Horner, who used to be drummer in Last One Home, he's a local musician, he did the sound. He's been doing it in there for ages. The sound was really good. They had a nice lighting setup, and then highlights. You would have loved the Kahunas, who were on just before Cosmic Ninja. They were really good. If you've never seen them before, they're sort of like, I think they're from Devon. and guitarist and vocalist, and along with a female violin player who played violin with loads of effects on it, and she did some backing singing and that as well, and they sounded, and he played the bass drum with his foot as well in between, and yeah, they sounded a lot bigger than the two piece than they were, you know. So yeah, it was good. I think you would, and a lot of people were up and dancing to them, and then Cosmics played at the end, so it was lovely to see them again. Haven't seen them for a while. Yeah, they were on form. They've got a good following now. Quite a few people come down to watch Cosmics, so it's a lot of people up and dancing to them. So it's a nice atmosphere. Really good value bar. All the drinks were cheap. So yeah, we had a good time there, actually.
Nice. No, so I've been interested in the Kahunas. You've mentioned them before. Where's the band name come from? Is it their surname, or is it
Ooh,
a name?
Kahunas.
Yeah.
I don't.
It's just. I haven't looked it up. So if I'm sounding a bit ignorant, everyone, it's probably because I am.
I don't know.
It's a great name for a band. And I just wondered.
No,
I mean, where do you dream that? It's got to be a name, isn't it, or something?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, the Kahunas, I'm assuming, is another word for your bit. Your bits between your leg.
Oh, really? I didn't
think
know that.
So.
So you did know. You're just being polite about it.
I think so. But it was it's a really, really, really good gig. A Bosfest people who put it on fundraiser. I think they raised not far off 700 quid towards Bosfest this year anyway. So it's a fundraiser for that. And it was what was really nice, because there was so many of the crowd come down to Glastonbury for Glastonbury Calling. It's the first time we've been up to Burnham on sea for a gig, and it was like being at home gig. There was so many people that we knew there, and you know, they were so welcoming and really nice up there. So yeah, you know, it was lovely to go up there as someone who'd never been to Burnham as a gig, and they got really sort of nice crowd of people up there who support Bosfest and go along to the stuff there. I mean, the room was packed, so it was, you know, it was really good, nice atmosphere.
Yeah, really, really pleased. And yeah, sort of a bit gutted couldn't make it. I think if it had been not on Easter Sunday, probably would have definitely been there, certainly for the
Yeah,
Cosmics
no, I get that.
And the Kahunas.
Yeah, I know, I get that. But apart from that, the weekend we've done quite a bit on our garden, so I'm looking out now and it's been tidied up. We've got some old cheese boxes that we filled up with soil and
So hang on, I'm interrupting, forgive me. So you're trying to say to me you've been planting cheese,
no, old
but you've
cheese,
got a bit of
old
cheddar,
cheese
a bit of
boxes,
Stilton,
so like
and you're planting them in the soil?
they were being sold off where Karen worked,
Okay.
and they're all and I thought they'd make really good planting boxes, you know. They're only selling them off for 4 or 5 quid each. So we bought a few and we filled them up with soil. We put some strawberry plants and some lavender for the bees, and a couple of nice flowers as well out there. So we'll have to see how long they last before, you know, because normally things that we plant die quite quickly. But and we've tidied the garden up quite a bit. So we've been done quite well between the two of us.
Nice. I won't carry on with my cheese joke. All I want to say is from Argenfer are gigging again,
Oh, are they?
where
Oh.
each band member is named after a cheese.
Ah.
They played, I think, was it the first Glastonbury Calling or the
Yeah,
second?
they
Yeah,
did, yeah.
at the Rives. Do you remember?
Yeah.
They were on good form.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, let's play some music. This is a brand new track by Wade Merritt, and it's called You Are Legend.
Now, with a feather in your cap, you're destined for greatness, and an oracle could tell you that. A light's awakening, shaping up to guide the way. Take take a step outdoors. Today is the day. No doubts or worries when you're riding on the wind. You can glide and dive and twirl to the four corners of the world. Go write your legend like the heroes of the past. Set off on your adventure. Face the day without a mask. Be a champion with the spirit. Time to figure out the feelings you're feeling, making sense what it's about. Between the sadness, all the hurting in your soul, a deep breath beats it and puts you in control. No doubts or worries when you're riding on the wind. You can glide. Corners of the world. Go write your legend like the heroes of the past. Set off on your adventure. Face the day without a mask. Be a champion with the spirit. Pull the sword from out the stone. Because you are the legend. Set off on your adventure. Face the day without a mask. Be a champion with the spirit. Pull the sword from out the stone. Because you are the legend. You are legend, don't you know? We'll be right back.
like That's Afflicted by the Brave Ones. But what was that working last week as well, especially on Saturday? I mean, I know it's Easter, but Glastonbury is getting very busy now. It was start of the Easter school holidays, the toilet's being opened up in one of the other car parks, the second lot of toilets where all the coaches park up. So you've got all the extra coaches coming into town. So Glastonbury's starting to spring into life and that now. You know, all the hanging baskets are going up now for the Glastonbury in Bloom thing. So it's starting to, yeah, it is gearing up town. You know, it's normally ticks over at the weekend, but it's that it was rammed on Saturday, just really busy. And there wasn't anything specific on. It was just people come to the town.
Well, there's a number of things going on. It's been on a few media. I think Channel 5 have done a season about Glastonbury
Somerset.
Glastonbury's featured in that. I'm also noticing on the chat, lots of people are interested in, they kind of feel that Glastonbury is their spiritual home, and why shouldn't it be? So there's lots of people interested in the town. So I've been finding quite a lot of the chats where people are thinking of, you know, coming down to Glastonbury and maybe continuing their lives there. And, you know, there's a draw, isn't it? So whether you're just visiting for a day or you're looking to spend the rest of your life here, there's a draw about the place, and you can't really quite describe what that draw is. And for everyone, there's something a little different on what that draw is. But when you walk down the high street, you know you're in a unique setting. You know there's nowhere else quite like it. And you know you're going to remember it for life because it's just so sometimes ridiculous, funny, personable, humane. There's people with opinions, whether it be yours or not. It's the bringing of those opinions together, everyone being different and actually merging it into one community. So you don't really see lots of differences, but you do respect those differences, even if it's not quite your own opinion. So you notice it when you're walking down the high street. Everything could be going on, from music through to a little protest down by the main bit, the bottom.
Well, there's all the protests going on around that bit.
Yes, indeed.
But one thing or another, you know, was but yeah, I mean, it's really good. They're still doing a lot of the work on the Abbey. The main entrance still isn't open yet, so they're still using the side entrance. So there's still a lot of people coming down to see that. Loads of people wandering up and down the high street, just popping in and out all the shops, which is quite funny when you're trying to push a trolley up the high street and all these people, you know, how they sort of like daydreamingly walking up the road and you're sort of like just accidentally bumping into people because they suddenly just stop all of a sudden in front of you. And but you know, and it's the season now where everyone starts asking me directions. You know, you can't walk anywhere without someone going, oh, can you tell us the way to this? How do I get to the high street?
So you're saying, yeah, I need a postcode. I can't give you any directions without a postcode.
I can't give you all that information.
Yeah.
It's when you're in, the worst one is when you're in St. John's car park and people ask you how to get to the high street to drive there. And St. John's car park is, they'd be better off just parking in the car park because there's one to tell them and then walking through, but they want to drive to the high street. And you're like, oh, it's very awkward to tell them how to get there.
You're just doing your bit for the community.
No.
It's up to them, I guess, isn't it? To decide.
But I'll get used to that one anyway. But it is, it's great because it's a real sort of like buzz through the town. You know, it's nice seeing all the tourists there and people coming in and spending money in the town and supporting, you know, helping the local businesses thrive. You know, they're all independent, nearly all of them are independent shops. They all offer something a bit different than you'd find in a normal high street, for sure. You know, there's lots of interesting stuff, you know. Especially if you're into your festival gear and all that. So, lots of stuff well worth seeing.
and books on the high street, and yep. there's quite a few vinyl records sold in some of the shops there.
Yeah.
And I was walking the other week. What day of the week am I on? It was Monday last week, and walking past one of the shops towards the bottom of the high street, and I just thought, I used to have that record from a Welsh band called Man, Back to the Future. It was one of those albums that we thought was the coolest of cool, and I haven't had a chance to re-listen to it. I haven't listened to it in 45 years.
Yeah.
And smack bang in the window. I just thought, yeah, great to see vinyls on the front window.
Yeah, yeah. It's better when, as well, if you can get people to wander up past the post office, and then you've got the brand new comic book store as well. It's a super duper expanded one. And there's places like Bag End at the top of the high street, and there's some interesting places there. So, like, if you're coming down to visit, I'd say carry on up past the post office. You can find some other interesting stuff as well, you know.
Or the way I would like to say it is from the Rife sort of, you know, up the top. Yeah. Is if you start at the top, then it's all downhill.
Mm. Yeah, really good. Okay, let's play some more music. This is by a very young band they come out of Butley, actually, a young indie band called The Tragic Love Company. Dan Caruso put me onto these, and it's a track called Bonnie and Clyde.
Stay at the day. Can I hold up for the day? Do you feel, oh yeah? There's no fear left it to be real. Pushing back on what I know. Pushing back on what I know. You can hide, you can. Go, go, go. Do you feel so lucky? Do you feel so lucky with me, boy?
By Hattie and Oz, and Hattie and Oz were one of the people in that was John Steer. I couldn't find a John Steer's track, but he's down playing at the Avalon Club, supporting Alex Roberts on Saturday. That's a one that Dan Cruz is putting on. So it'd be good to see John Steer. I haven't seen him for a long, long time. Anyway, he did quite a lot of music and was quite involved in the local music scene all those years ago, probably over 10 years ago, I think.
We better not own up to that. Keep it contemporary, keep it in the present now. So go to the Avalon Club.
You're saying keep it in the present, and now we're going on to our life before the internet. So we're not going to keep it in the present.
No, we're not.
We're going to keep it in the past.
So let's go back to the past then.
We've been to the future, we'll go back to the past. Yeah. So this week, talk a little bit about gaming, because like people have got all these fancy blimmin' computer games now that are just mind-blowing, and you can play with VR headsets and all sorts of stuff like that. But, I mean, we started off with the little ping pong bats that went up and down with a little dot that went across your black and white TV screen. You plugged that in, all these little cartridges. And when people had their first computers when we were kids, they were like Sinclair Spectrums and Commodore 64s. That was more the Rolls Royce. If you had the Sinclair Spectrum, was a cheaper version, wasn't it? And he used to play.
I don't know. I don't know enough about the present of gaming or the past. Yeah, it's sort of, I am fascinated by it all, passed me by. I do remember the tennis on the TV screen.
Oh, yeah.
I do remember that and having one of those games. And it seemed like the most exciting thing in the universe.
Yeah, it was. It was.
And it had that kind of clock sound as the seconds are ticking by on a clock. Was how the square ball was hitting your bat. Had that sound.
Yeah. Boop. Boop.
Yes, that's it. So, you know, really, really good audio on it. Not. But it was the first, wasn't it? And I don't. But that's all I remember. I just remember not really being able to afford any of this stuff, apart from that.
No, no.
And then I remember going to, like, you know, these amusement arcades, they used to be, especially at the seaside. That's where they had a lot of the games. And that's where I kind of, when I was sort of about 14, 15, was doing my kind of interesting games where they had these different, like, space games and things that you just...
Yeah, well, this Space Invaders was the main one, wasn't it?
Yes.
Like the one we'd go and play.
Yeah, that's right. And they had these, wasn't it? I'm doing from memory, wasn't there this kind of red shape, kind of, it looked like a kind of an ape with the arms down by the side. And then
Donkey Kong.
Yes.
Yeah, that was Donkey Kong. And then there was Pac-Man as well, the little sort of.
He knows it all, isn't he? You know, you're full of an encyclopedic information that's just burst to get out, which you've probably never needed to know about until now. This
well,
is
they
your
used
moment.
To have gaming arcades, but also they'd have these games in the pub as well. So, like, you know, you'd have one sat in the corner. So you'd play. Do you remember the athletics one where you used to wiggle the stick really fast to make the runner run really quickly?
I
and
don't.
Sort of like you go, mate, and then you'd be on the long jump. You'd sort of like make him run really quickly and then you press the button for him to jump and they jump into the pit.
It passed me by. I was more your sawdust in pub with the real ales. We didn't have gaming. We'd choose pubs that either had gigs on. I don't remember any of these games at all, apart from the ones you described.
We used to have pubs. I used to go to a lot of gigs and that. But, yeah, no, they used to... It just used to be doing... You know, you used to do stuff. I mean, as well, before gaming, you played pool and darts and stuff like that, and then you play the computer games. You do all sorts of stuff in the pub, you know. It's, you know, when you're younger, it was, I mean, whereas now we'll sit down and have a chat, whereas you play games and have a chat. You'd be doing, you know, you play a game of darts. You know, when I first went,
see, that is the first computer game, isn't it? You got a bit of metal and you're throwing it into a board. Yeah. And if you miss, you hit the landlord's wall and then you get banned from the pub. Or you'd have a game of snooker or pool. So that was kind of what you did, wasn't it? You didn't have... Those are the pubs that had these kind of games where you really wanted to play, but I knew I wasn't good enough. And there was this room where the special people went. Those that were just so good at it. You just... It was like bowling, the Somerset bowling alleys. You just knew that if you were going to go in there, they'll be watching your game. And if you didn't meet the mark, it was probably your one and only chance you would get to go into a room and you would never be allowed again.
Yeah.
That's what it was like for me. So I don't remember much about gaming other than
I seemed
to have an interest but didn't know where they were.
But like you say, I think the ones that have really stuck around, I think, like, was Donkey Kong, did it have the Mario Brothers in there? So that was the first with Super Mario Brothers. And of course, I mean, they're like historic now, aren't they? And then there was Sonic the Hedgehog as well. That was quite a big one back in the early. And Sonic the Hedgehog's like, you know, really, you know, still going on, even all those years later. They've still got Sonic the Hedgehog games and they've still got... Nintendo have still got the Mario Brothers. So
I just want to take a commercial break here, everyone.
Yeah.
You are listening to the Glastonbury Calling podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. But I'm just wanted to ask you a question. Are you following what Ian's got to say at the moment? Because I'm completely lost. I have no idea what he's talking about.
You must have heard it.
So are you with Ian or are you with me here? Because I am not following any of this. I've got Sonic the Hedgehog. I've got Buffalo Bill. I've got Calamity Jane. I've got all these names going on through my head, and somehow it's supposed to work out into a game before we had the internet. I don't know if you're with me and not following a word of it, or you're with Ian that you have really a panging for the nostalgic memories when games were simple. But whatever it is, it's another language, and I hope you're with us on this Glastonbury recording edition where I have nothing to contribute. Sorry.
Saying that now,
yeah.
About the gaming industry now, apart from TV streaming, the gaming industry is the second biggest entertainment industry in the world. It beats music, it beats movies, it hands down, you know, it's well above those sections, the gaming. So it's I don't know a lot about gaming. I'm not anywhere, you know, in that. I just sort of like follow it from, you know, games used to play, but I haven't played any of these modern games or whatever. But, you know, for a creative industry, and as well, a lot of artists make money having their music on games and that as well. So it's
especially FIFA World Cup. Yeah. But we're now talking about post internet, so I think we need to say that for another time. Life, you know, the Talking Heads album, Life During Wartime was a song.
Okay,
we could have Life During the Internet. We could do that as an addition for later on in the year.
But like you say, you know, what I'm saying is how it's developed from them, from being, and it was still, we're big, but now it's, you know, one of the second biggest entertainment industries that's out there. It's just,
which begs the question, what is the first?
The first biggest is TV streaming, TV and streaming. So, you know, all things like Netflix and Amazon and Apple TV and all that. So so we'll probably have to cover TV for the internet as well sometime, I would thought.
We could do that, because that is life before the internet was depending of what decade you were born. We have one channel, two channels.
Or four channels or three channels.
You're listening to channel three.
Right, so we'll do that one next week then. TV before the internet. Right.
I might have something to contribute on that one.
No, you're all right. Yeah, as long as you research Andy Pandy before next week, you'll be all right. All right, let's play some more music. This is Bruce on the Case by No Thursday War.
broken heart.
Mr. Smiley there by Sharon Lazy Bird. And we do our gig rundown for the week now. So a lot of stuff on. On Thursday, there's a folk night at the Rifleman's. On Friday, there's a country and western night with Mark Chinnock and Dan Shaw at the White Hart and Wells. No Thursday War, who we've played, and Bright Brave Ones as well, along with Failsafe, are playing the King Arthur. The Jazz Defenders are playing the Red Brick Building, so that's one of the jazz nights that they put on there that are also really good. At the Art Bank, Psycho Acoustic Goat are playing there, so they played one or two gigs around here lately. On the Saturday, you've got Valentine Wiggins, Helena Softly and Shannon Lazybird playing the Bower Hinton Chapel. That's near Martock. Bob Galley is playing the Bluebird Cafe at Wedmore. Closer to home, I've mentioned this one, Alex Roberts and John Steer at the Avalon Club. I would say get your tickets for that. Ribble, a folky band, are playing at the Rifes. And Hell's Bells, the AC/DC tribute band, are playing at the King Arthur. And then on Sunday, Two Man Ting at the King Arthur, and there's Sea Shanty and a folk sing-along at the Rifleman's. So quite a lot going on this weekend. Good old run down there.
Yes, it's beginning to warm up, isn't it, with gigs? Yeah. But I just also wanted to mention with the gig things, to put more doom and gloom about the number of festivals that are sort of no longer operating or having their last festival this year. So if you are thinking of going to a festival, get your tickets, because quite a few festivals have made this year their last one in their history, and it's such a shame. I get really sad when I read about
it.
No, I know.
I think Shindig, isn't it?
So that's on in May, and it's a festival I'm probably never going to see, but it is meant to be. If you like to dress up colourfully, and if you like to dance, and you like a family atmosphere on top of that, it sounds awesome. For me, some of the music is brilliant. I know Funky and the Two Tone Baby was there last year, but some of it is not quite there for me. So you're there. I think if you just want to have just a good rave, good dance, and you want to just dress up for the occasion and make up for the occasion, it sounds really colourful and out there, and I'm intrigued, really intrigued. But it's been, I think, 10 years they've been going, they've had some amazing acts from all over the world and like brilliant reports about it. And even Glastonbury Festival, when they were sold out, put on their webpage, if you missed out on tickets for the festival, think
but the
about
thing is, as well, you're saying about these festivals, it's like, how long do it for them? It's how long do you hold your breath for? That's the problem, because it's like we had that issue as well. Everyone buys the tickets at the last minute, and you're sort of thinking, are we going to sell enough tickets? Then in the last couple of weeks, everyone buys their tickets, but you can't, you know, the bigger and bigger festival you're putting on, you must get to that point where, I mean, I was almost at that point, but you must get to that point where they must think, right, you know, there's got to be a cutoff point where you've got to start paying the artists their advances and paying the, you know, all the PA and sound engineers and all that, a lot of their people their advances before you settle up after the event. And, you know, it's very difficult for these events, you know, because they're, you know, they don't know how their ticket sales are going to go. So, and you know, we're all in that boat where we're buying tickets late at the last minute, because
it's not just music. I'm not going to reveal the place or the venue or what it is, but I was invited to go to a series of music and talks in the southwest of England event in a really lovely venue, and said, please come along. And they'd only sold about sort of 20 tickets for the whole venue, and they were at the stage, they've committed to go ahead. And that's what happens. So as well as the event being at risk, you have all those poor people that organise it, the promoters, organisers, the volunteers, putting all this stuff together. And it really isn't good for the heart.
No.
So the more that get the tickets, knowing you're going to go in advance, the more you sustain these viable festivals for the future. Because for a lot of people, after doing it for long enough, you think, I just can't take this anymore. You love it on the day when you see whole crowds of people.
Yeah.
So I'm likely to be going to something in the next few weeks purely because they are low on seat sales. So, sometimes you've got to do that and support your friends, support your venues.
Back to this weekend. What are you up to then? Are you going to anything this weekend?
So I'm not around much, no. So I wanted to go to the Bower Hinton that can't make it. So I'm not definitely not around. Going to a gig the week after, but we'll talk about that next time. Yeah, so. Yeah. I have a clear diary, so
I've got our tickets. We're going to the Alex Roberts and John Steer one. I'd like to go to the No Thursday War one on Friday, but I'm working the next day, so soon my shifts will be changing, so I'll be starting later and finishing later, so it might fit in with going to more gigs in the week, especially like local ones, but... Yeah, it's one of those. You've just got to see how you're feeling when you get home.
I'm going to be controversial here. So you're doing the very thing that we've been talking
about. I know.
Holding out. And that's the thing, isn't it? Everyone has got their very, very valid reasons. So we've got to be supporting each other here because a lot of people, it's the cost of
living. I am supporting. I'm going to a gig. I bought my tickets for Alex Roberts.
You got Alex Roberts. So that's something, isn't it?
Because I've got to get to work out for work the next day. But. Yeah. I mean, when you're getting older and you think, right, I've got to get up at 5:30 the following morning, it's a lot harder when you're sort of starting getting a bit older.
No, for sure. But, especially, I remember I used to go years ago to work, come back on a night bus, get back to bed at 3:00, wake up 2 hours later and go back to work. Can't do that anymore.
No.
So anyway, thank you for joining us on this ride.
Yes.
We've gone back to the future. We've gone back to the past.
Yes.
The past is the future. And now we'll soon be the past. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. And we're going to finish up with a bit of Alex Roberts. As you say, go and watch that this weekend. And this is a track called More Than Ever. See you then. Have a good weekend.
Take care, everyone. Bye.
I'm always breathing.
that's your show. And though you change like the weather, and though you change like the weather, I need you more. I need you more than